From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of Turkish citizens taking to the streets in Ankara, Istanbul, and other cities happened late Saturday to show their support for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his government after a failed coup attempt by some of the country's military. Dorian Jones in Istanbul reports on the slow return to the way things were before the coup attempt.
Normality is slowly returning, but I have to be said, still things are very, very tense. I mean, there's still wreckage in many places of a night of terrible violence that rocked both Istanbul, Ankara, and a number of other provincial cities. There's still a lot of damage on the streets in various parts of the cities. But slowly life is returning, although many of the major arteries in Istanbul are still blocked, including one of the main bridges, which is causing major traffic problems, especially as they're trying to clear the tanks from one of the bridges. This is taking time and causing major problems throughout the city. But it has to be said, people are very nervous and there's a profound sense of shock.
And as Dorian Jones in Istanbul reports about how many people were killed in clashes during the coup attempt vary, but the latest number available is 265. French police have arrested five people in connection with the late Thursday attack that left 84 dead at a seaside celebration in Nice. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Some say IS is seeking out petty criminals and the mentally ill to be the attackers. Former U.S. State Department agent Stratfor Scott Stewart speaking via Skype.
The idea is to kind of motivate these folks to conduct very simple attacks using things they're capable of using close to where they live.
It remains unclear whether there was any direct connection between the attacker and the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Leaders of the African Union facing the aftermath of deadly violence in South Sudan and rising antipathy toward the International Criminal Court are gathering in the Rwandan capital for their 27th summit. Meeting follows days of fighting between rival forces and hundreds of deaths in South Sudan, as well as new UN warnings of imminent catastrophe if a fragile truce reached last week fails to hold. At least 300 people in Juba were killed between July 8th and 11th in fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and a longtime opponent, First Vice President Riek Machar, before violence subsided. Self-exiled Cambodian leader Sam Rainsy is lobbying the European Parliament to impose measures on Cambodia in the wake of a concerted government crackdown on dissent and the murder of a prominent government critic last week. Speaking to VOA, Rainsy said he hoped Europe would follow up on an earlier pledge to link Cambodia's aid program with improvements in human rights. President Obama used his weekly media address this week to reassure Americans after the deadly police shootings of African-American men in the states of Louisiana and Minnesota and the murders of five policemen in Texas. Mr. Obama said he held conversations with both sides of the divide in recent days.
If we can worry less about which side has been wronged and worry more about joining sides to do right as equal parts of one American family, then I'm confident that together we will lead our country to a better day.
President Obama said the issues the country faces go back centuries, but he called on all Americans to join together to do right in what he called equal parts of the one American family. In U.S. politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump has appeared for the first time with his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Spence, at a rally in New York, calling Pence a partner in his campaign. Trump said he chose Pence due to concerns that some Republicans had about him having a lack of political experience before becoming governor of Indiana. Pence served in Congress as well. About 50,000 Republicans are expected to gather in Cleveland, Ohio this week for their party convention, where Donald Trump is scheduled to be formally named the party's presidential nominee. A week later, a similar number will gather in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Democrats will officially choose Hillary Clinton as their party's presidential candidate. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com, and don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.